Cleveland's weekly wait is over.
Hello, Cleveland!
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you, good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out,
way out.
Where I wanna be, 'cause that's the place for me.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. I'm incredibly lucky that my generation, when it came to seeing a live show, was spoiled. Just by the fact of where we live, Cleveland. I remember opening the Scene magazine and poring over who's playing where this coming weekend, hoping the money holds out. We had the opportunity to see anywhere from the lowest of bar bands to whatever stadium-filling major act happened to be in town, performing at the Agora, Peabody's, Pirates Cove, Coliseum, Stadium, or Blossom, along with any number of minor stages throughout the city. We were the rock and roll capital of the world. We earned it. Thanks to Cleveland, David Bowie, Roxy Music, Meatloaf, and others broke out nationally, along with this week's first act, Bruce Springsteen. And no Bruce show is more legendary, and that's not just here, but nationally, than the August 9th, 1978 Agora show. Simulcast on WMMS and numerous other stations around the country, we all had our tape machines running. But upstairs from the venue, when the Agora was at East 24th Street, was Agency Recording Studio. They were mixing the show for the simulcast, and their recorders were running too. And here's where things get interesting. Since Bruce played so long, over 3 hours, the station had to break away before the end of the first encore. But what you might not know, there was a second that wasn't broadcast. But Agency got it.
Guys!
This week's Vinyl Garage is all about Live from Cleveland, back when it meant something.
All right.
Beginning with Bruce's second encore from August 9th.
This is the first song I ever learned how to play on the guitar.
Shaking up, baby, now, twist and shout. Oh, come on, baby, come on, baby, I'm on one now. Baby, all that, we're twisting, doodling.
Bruce would return to Cleveland about 3 weeks later on August 31st, this time at the Richfield Coliseum. Coincidentally, back in town, fellow Jersey boys Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes were playing the Agora. After things wrapped up in Richfield, Bruce, Miami Steve Van Zandt, Clarence Clemens, and some other E Streeters made their way downtown and on stage with Southside playing three songs: Fever, I Don't Want to Go Home, and Having a Party. Playing until the wee hours, they really didn't want to go home.
I don't want to go home!
Draws of going to see a live show is the unpredictability. You know the songs, the lyrics, but will the band mix it up a bit? You don't know what they're gonna say, sing, or do next. Take one part of that previous, mix in a live simulcast. Oh, and one more thing. Let's not bother with a 7-second delay. That's the recipe for the FCC to come knocking on the radio station's door. The show stars at the Agora, August 18th, 1976. I had the cassette recorder going, wondering when the station was going to pull the plug. They didn't. But not everything was radio unfriendly. Take Cherry Baby, their first cut and single from 1977's Violation.
Oh,
Let's get on the turnpike and head east to Youngstown to a venue called the Park Inn, a 1990 recording of Youngstown's favorites, Left End and Sunshine Girl, which was their first single.
Are you ready? You ready for what you came for? Please welcome the undisputed heavyweight champions of Youngstown Rock and Roll, Left End!
Something really cool happens when you record everything you can get your hands on and review what you've gotten years later. You find early live shows from artists that were, at the time, nearly unknown, but now are truly big deals. And the next band is a prime example. From August 26, 1974, Rush at the Agora, touring to promote their first LP. The song, In the Mood. And equally cool is the fact that there can't be more than 40 people in the audience. Pure history.
Okay, Cleveland, from Toronto, Canada, let's have a warm welcome for Mercury recording artist, Rush!
I'm pleased to present the WMMS Monday Night Out at the Agora with Boston.
I'll be here. Yeah. Thank you very much. This is Tom Scholes from Toledo, Ohio.
All right.
Thank you, Cleveland. Thank you.
You're listening to a live in Cleveland Vinyl Garage.
Columbia recording artist, Artful Dodger.
You can stand up if you like.
Hindsight may be 2020, but you have to agree we were living in a great time in the 70s. Anyone, that's anybody, made Cleveland their stop when touring, whether it was our big venues or our small clubs. Three cuts taken from incredible shows from the Agora. Boston, August 27th, 1976. The first single, More Than a Feeling. They would return later in the year in November at a bigger venue, the Richfield Coliseum. The Raspberries, July 7th, 1974, and Go All the Way. And Artful Dodger, August 2nd, 1976, the song Wayside. Some bands were very popular in Cleveland, but unfortunately still nearly unknown in the rest of the country, thanks to a radio station willing to take chances, putting the song Faith Healer into heavy rotation, causing the sensational Alex Harvey Band to acquire cult status in our hometown. Here's the aforementioned cut from The Agora, December 1974.
I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you my band, the sensational Alex Harvey Band.
What the doctor say, the healer man, sailor. such a sight. Show up, look any better than a body has a right to. I'm sitting over, playing with a fire, but we can't stop this. And I wonder who's been kissing them. I never knew how badly I was missing them. We both know we're never gonna make it, but when we touch, we never have to make it. Trouble. I can touch you, but I don't know how to love you. It ain't no use, we're headed for disaster. A mind said no, but our hearts were talking faster.
We're closing the show with Pat Benatar's You Better Run from November 6th, 1979 at the Agora. And Donny Iris from Peabody's Down Under in the Flats from 1985. But before we go, to say things have changed in the record slash music business over the past 20 years is an enormous understatement. Back in the day, the whole idea of a live show was to promote the album, to sell the album, so that at the end of the month, if you could believe the record company's math, you would make some money. Actually, you were going to be paying their label back for recording, promotion, and touring costs. Anything that's left, you get to keep. Nice of them, isn't it? Today, for the most part, there are no record companies. You release your LP online and hope to make a couple of shekels from sales. The money made by playing live is now what sustains you. As evil as the record companies were, they had their usefulness. They promoted and distributed you. They knew that anything you made, they made 10 times more. Today, well, let's just say, I hope you like Holiday Inns. Just saying. Touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Cleveland. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm